Hello, Blog Talk. How's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to share some of your very precious and valuable time. Today, we are going to talk about things start with little steps. Everything starts with little steps. Every day, we all have a series of different choices that we make. Those choices basically set us up for failure or set us up for success. It depends on how you want to look at it. You guys have heard me say on several occasions that, you know, all of us are given the same basic opportunities. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy, especially when you know somebody that lives in a mansion or somebody that grew up with everything and, you know, all of those other little variables that kind of show their heads from time to time. But in reality, if you really look at it, the same wind blows on us all. The same sky that we look up at, everybody else is looking up at. We're just in a different location looking up at that same thing, or at a different time or space in our lives. But either way, everything that we do, every little step that we take, every movement that we make forward, and every choice that we make puts us in another position. You know, when, as they say, when one door closes, what we all need to keep in mind is that when one door closes, another one opens. And that other door that opens could be the door to where you really want to be. And that door that you've been holding on to, that you've been freaking strangling, you've been holding it so tight, may be what's holding you back. It may be what's causing you not to live the type of life that you want to live, to not experience the things that you want to experience, and to actually feel and have the growth, the maturity, the wealth, the success, the happiness, the joy, all of those different things that most of us are actually looking for. Everything that you want to achieve and everything that you want to accomplish as far as success is basically, it's there. It starts somewhere, and that somewhere is with you, and that's with that first step, all right? Every time that you take on a task, be it that that task is big or small, be it that that task has to begin with the first step. And the first step is just, of course, one of a series of steps that you need to take to get there. But understanding that if it comes too easy, most of us don't appreciate it. If it comes too easy, most of us don't really take care of it. We don't nurture it. We don't respect it for what it's worth. We just assume that, you know, okay, it came easy that time, it'll come easy again. And that usually isn't it. Please also understand that the first step sometimes can feel like it's the hardest step. Yet the first step is a step that definitely needs to be taken. And once that step is taken, it can take you way beyond what you even imagined you could accomplish. But understand that if you don't take that first step, if you don't make that first effort on your side, you know, if you're in a sales arena, if you don't get out there and meet, you know, those customers that are going to say no to you, then how are you going to get through them to get to those customers that are going to say yes to you? You know, if you're a young man and you're looking to, let's say, date a young lady, if you don't ask her out, exactly how do you plan to get to meet her and get to know her better so that you can grow and mature that relationship in which you're looking to create? And it's the same thing for ladies. You know, you got some guys out there that are a little shy. But, again, everything starts with that first step. You know, in 1955, Rosa Parks made a first step. You know, nobody knew that that 42-year-old seamstress in Montgomery, Alabama, would basically start the civil rights movement to the level that it experienced. You know, that young preacher, Martin Luther King, who ended up being kind of anointed into being the leader of that organization, I'm sure that he had no idea that because of even though it was something he was passionate about, I'm sure that he didn't have any idea that one day there'd be a monument of him, you know, in Washington, D.C., and that, you know, he would end up giving his life for civil rights, and a lot of that based off of, you know, that one movement that they had in Montgomery, Alabama, when they organized to have the bus shut out so that no African Americans could get on that bus. But my point is that's just one scenario. There's 100 different scenarios from 100 different cultures, you know, areas and things of that nature. But what I'm saying is that that one little step, that step, that decision by a lady that was just too tired to move, you know, she had no idea that it would spearhead the event that actually took place and the things that actually happened because of that. You know, because her refusing to give up her seat to a white passenger, you know, because they had fronted a bus privileges, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, this isn't a history course. We're not trying to get into history. But again, everything starts with that one step. And that one step, that little start, that little thing that started you with that one step is just one of many steps that we all need to take. Now, please understand, too, before I get too far into this, is that the same principle of one step can also take you further and further away from your dreams, your goals, your wishes, your wants, your desires, and your needs. So if you're taking steps that are taking you away from your overall goal, your overall wants, needs, and the things that you need to succeed, please understand that it's not always easy. However, it's necessary. And then remember, too, it is not only necessary, but in the end, that sacrifice and those things that you did become worth it. All right, we're going to talk about several points as we try to go through the show. And the points are basically so that we can try to make sure that we hit on the different areas. There's a lot more to this than we're going to cover, but we're going to cover the meat of it. And if you take the information that is going to be shared with you just in today's show, that can put you on track to getting where you need to get. And also understanding, too, that you're going to have failures. You're going to have things that aren't going to always work out for you. However, you need to take those steps. You need to understand that each time that you fail, it's an opportunity, or each time that what you do doesn't succeed, it's an opportunity for you to realize the little things that you need to do to tweak it, you know, the little associations you may need to make, the little realignments that you need to make in your life so that you can then find that success. But understanding, too, that it's a process, okay? I just wanted to make sure that I stress that. So understand that there is no such thing as failure. All it is it's a thing that didn't work, and that thing that didn't work is going to put you in a better position to do the next thing that you need to do because it's going to give you vital and crucial information that can move you forward in your life. The first step normally looks like it's the hardest. It's the hardest step that you have to take. Yes, everything starts with that first step, but when you try something scary or new, taking that first step can give you a hard look into what you need to do to get where you need to be. Some people get afraid and don't take that first step, and then they don't get where they need to get because of the fact that they didn't take that initial step. They didn't move forward. You know, in my lifetime, I've experienced a lot of different things, and this is just using me as an example. And then we've got, let's say, my wife. My wife, in some cases, has brought things to my attention that I thought I knew, but seeing it through her eyes showed me a different way of looking at it. It showed me a different way of accepting it. It's made me have to reevaluate some of the things that I've thought and some of the things that I've said and look at them from a different point of view. That different point of view has given me a different insight on how to tackle some things. But that's, again, part of those steps. That's part of that process. And ladies and gentlemen, we all, again, need to take those steps. We cannot be afraid to take those first steps and do the things that we need to do. You are not a chicken for not taking those first steps, but understand that you have to get around them. You have to do the things that you need to do to get to where you need to get. So that first step is a very crucial step. Next, there is no such thing as a lucky break. There's no such thing as a lucky break. Everybody that's gotten certain things in their lives have gotten it through some type of sacrifice. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't injustices. I'm not saying that there aren't people who somebody looks out for them or somebody hides their crap or any of that stuff. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that eventually that will catch up with them. Because guess what? If you know and they know, somebody else knows. So there's no such thing as a lucky break. In actuality, when somebody does that for a person and that person doesn't take that information and then do the things necessary to get the information, the resources, and the tools that they need to continue that, let's say, break that someone gave them, and understand most people will not continue. What they'll do is they'll assume that they're going to get another break or something else is going to happen or somebody else is going to take care of them. That's when that lucky break, so to speak, turns into a monstrous nightmare. So there's no such thing as a lucky break. Another reason people don't start with the small steps forward in their goals is because they're waiting for this lucky break, and the lucky breaks don't exist. You know, again, I'm sure that you know somebody that seems to have gotten a lucky break. Well, the people that are truly successful, they worked for it. They went through the rejection. They went through the sacrifice. They went through the practice. They went through the doing it again and again and again and again until finally they did it to a level to where it was considered to be at the level of greatness or at the level of professionalism or at the level where other people were willing to not only pay to see them but also, you know, respected their ability, their tenacity, all of those different things. So again, a lucky break doesn't do anything for you. And hoping that you're going to become the next Michael Jordan or the next Oprah Winfrey is not going to help you get there. It's taking the necessary steps. It's doing the things necessary to get you to that level and beyond. Because remember, too, whatever Oprah did to become Oprah, that was good at that time. The requirements to now become an Oprah may be 20 steps higher than it would have been then. Why? Because Oprah's already reached that height. You know, Michael Jordan has already reached those goals. So sometimes we need to go ahead and learn from other people's mistakes and learn from other people's ways of doing things, but also knowing that we need to all be striving to take it to the next level and do the next thing. All right, point number three. Make the steps as small as you can. Don't try to take off more than you can chew. Again, we'll come back to my wife again. On many occasions, my wife has to tell me to slow down, to stop trying to do so much, to stop trying to take on the world in such big bites, to stop trying to schedule and things of that nature. Why? Because I've got too much stuff going on, which means that by me doing that, I'm not really focusing on all of the things that I need to focus on and focusing on them correctly. So again, please also remember that we all have little mentors. We have people that are concerned about us. We have people that are looking out for our benefits, even sometimes, although we may not see it that way. However, also guard yourself, because sometimes the people that are looking out for you don't realize the seriousness of what's going on. They don't realize what next thing needs to happen to get you where you need to get. I'm not saying don't listen to them. I'm saying take everything that they say in advisement. Listen to what they have to say, because there's always going to be those golden nuggets. But also, please keep in mind that sometimes there's things that need to happen, and in that case, you may need to explain to them, well, listen, I'm doing this because of this and this, 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 and this. But also, again, make sure that you explain to them and yourself that we don't live in a perfect world. There is going to have to be sacrifices that happen for us to get from point A to point B, and that's just the way that it is. But again, you want to make those steps as small as you can so that each time you find success, each time you find, you know, that you're reaching another goal and getting there, you know, now in sports and in school in some cases, and like a perfect example in my martial arts school. When I'm teaching people, every now and then I have to come back and I have to look at when I took the orange belt test or the yellow belt test or the green belt test, I actually pull those tests out and I look at them and I look at my score. Because what happens, especially for a martial artist, because we're going to use martial arts now, is that you get what they call black belt eyes. You've been doing it 1,000, 100,000, 200,000, you know, a million times, and now it's become a routine. It's become muscle memory. You know the kata. You know the forms. You know the body position. You understand why a strike is a particular strike. You understand, you know, the physiological and biological mechanics of the body and how it works and, you know, what you can do. However, your students don't. So when they're doing a particular thing, for them, it's the first time, or it's the first 100 times, or it's the first 1,000 times. They still don't understand why they're doing a particular thing. And sometimes you need to explain it to them. Sometimes you need to just push through too, but sometimes you need to explain it to them and get them to understand and appreciate that through repetition and habit, you create a certain flow, and through that flow, you create a certain oneness and a unity, because now your body, your mind, and your spirit know what's going on. But again, understand that everything starts with those small steps. That was just an example of what I was talking about. But it's the same thing for if you're a poet. It's the same thing for if you're a business person. It's the same thing for if you're in sales. It's the same thing for if you're a parent. It's the same thing for just about anything that you can talk about, even a relationship. You need to get people to understand what your points are, but you also need to understand that they also have points and that those things are important to them. Please also, ladies and gentlemen, remember that your reality, your perception is your reality. That doesn't mean that your perception or your reality is right. It just means that it's right to you. And in order for us to grow, we need to understand that we need to look at everybody's way of seeing things and then take, again, those golden nuggets that are going to serve you and use them to your benefit. And the stuff that's trash, you throw it out. The stuff that you can't use, you throw it out. I'm not saying that you totally forget it. What I'm saying is that you keep that in the back of your mind as you're working with the things that work. That's another thing I want to come back to. If you're doing a particular thing, if you're following a particular path, and it's not working for you, then eventually you have to decide that we need to try something else. We need to go on another tact. I'm not saying totally discard that, but what I'm saying is that you want to put your concentration on some of the other things that are working while you try to figure out what's up with the things that aren't quite working or doing what they need to do. Next thing, which is number 4, remember what I said. The first step is a very important step, and it's a crucial step, but you also need to remember that the first step is key, but the second step is just as important. Lots of people take that first step, and then when they don't see an immediate success, they quit. How many people have had strength, courage to take that second step? A lot of people don't. And then, of course, after that second step, there's the third and the fourth and the fifth and then the billionth step. But each step that you take, be it that you have to take a step back or you have to take a step forward, is an opportunity for you to learn. Each and every one of us were children. Each and every one of us were babies. That baby decided to walk. Why? Because he kept seeing all of the adults around him walking. So eventually that baby took the courage and took the got motivated and decided to say, you know what, I'm going to walk. So that baby took its first steps. That baby moved and did what it needed to do. And then what happened? Everybody went gaga, goo goo. Why? Because the baby just took some first steps. It's a beautiful thing. But that's the same thing with life. That's the same thing with trying to grow and mature and trying to find your space and your niche. Also knowing that every day is a trial. Every day is a test. Every day is trying to get yourself and those around you to the next level. And hopefully it's the next level in a positive sense and not the next level in a negative sense. There's another saying that goes, guard your mind. You also need to guard yourself for who you associate with. Your friends should add to you. They should not take away from you. If you have a tendency to hang around with people that actually take from you, that don't give anything to the relationship, then these are people you probably need to ostracize yourself from. You need to remove yourself from these people. Why? Because they're not adding any value to you. They're not adding any value to your relationships. They're not adding any value in any way. Everyone should add some value. Everybody should have a positive contribution. Notice I said a positive contribution, not a negative contribution. A lot of people basically don't give a lot of positive contribution. They do give a lot of negative contribution. And negative is not what you want in your life. Again, I'm not telling anyone how to live their lives. Please don't misunderstand me. What I am saying is that I believe that we all want a certain level of success. And in order to get that success, one of the key factors is your associations. Now, I'm not saying make associations to make money. I'm not saying make associations to gain power. What I'm saying is find people that are looking to do the positive things that you're looking to do. They may be doing them in a different industry. They may be in a whole nother way of looking at some other things, but that positive, forward-thinking attitude needs to be there so that you can grow and they can grow. Because what ends up happening is good feeds off good, bad feeds off bad. And people that don't want to contribute to the party need to basically be removed. Because if they're not removed, then what they're going to do is they're going to suck the soul and the life out of the people that do mean good. And by doing that, who's going to lose? You're going to lose. So, again, it's all about doing the positive. It's all about taking those necessary steps to move forward and make yourself the best person that you can be, knowing that you are a work in progress, constantly growing, constantly maturing, and constantly going to get better. The next thing, I kind of touched on this earlier, but number five is failure. Failure does not exist. It's all part of developing, maturing, and getting to that success. All right. Some of us take a little longer than others, but the goal is to succeed. The goal is to find that niche. The goal is to conquer those foes, those challenges, those things that happen. All right. But first, again, we need to begin. Then once we get to the middle, we need to work and try harder. Why? Because now we're there, but we're not there. Eventually, through repetition and through us continuously trying, continuously putting effort into it, and continuously doing positive things and trying to stay around positive people and doing and being with people that can help us grow and help us develop, we'll reach what we call mastery. That's like in the martial arts. In the martial arts, you've got people that have been training for 5 years. Next thing you know, they tell you they're a master. You've got people that have been training for 10 years. Next thing you know, they tell you they're a master. 20 years, they tell you they're a master. Well, I can tell you now, I've had people that have been calling me a master for more than 10 years, and I think I've been training for more than 30 years. But the point is, to me, I'm not a master. Why? Because there's people that have trained me that have forgotten more than I know. So each and every day we work, or I work, to develop, to become better, a better person, a better manager, a better husband, a better father, a better mentor, a better radio host, a better everything that I can possibly try to be better at, because I know that better is in me. I know that that's a goal that's not only going to help me, but it's also going to help all the others that I experience. Success is achievable, ladies and gentlemen, and it's achievable for you and it's achievable for me. And please also understand that in order for you to win does not mean someone else has to lose. We can all win. We can all get to the finish line together. However, we'll never get to the finish line and we'll never truly win if we're constantly at odds. If we're constantly fighting against each other and feeling that in order for you to win, someone else has to lose. If we're constantly cheating ourselves and not doing the things that we need to do. If you have ever been afraid to take the second step or the first step towards your goal, you need to go ahead and take those and get it over with. Move forward. Understand that it's a learning experience. Also understand that each step gets you closer and closer to your goals. And also understand that as you get closer to your goals, they will move. closer to your goals, you'll realize that that goal that you thought you wanted to receive or wanted to get to was just a stepping stone to the next goal, which was a stepping stone to the next goal. But the whole thing is that all of us are a work in progress, and that work in progress is to grow, to develop, and to become the things that we want to become. There's a lot of mentors out there and a lot of people that can help us get there, but we need to work and seek out and find them. We need to look at those people that are actually going to help us, look at those people that are actually going to help us grow and develop, and then make them the people that point us in the right direction. And don't just get one, get several. Look at what they have to say, evaluate it for what it's worth, and move forward with your life. And understand that in that development, you're going to find some beautiful things. And in those beautiful things, it's going to be some phenomenal experiences that you've got to look forward to. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, as always, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you for listening. And also understand that today is a great day. All right, set your goals first. And in return, set your goals first. Understand that when you first have your goals, they're invisible. But as you work on them and develop them, those goals will become, you will become what you want to be. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great holiday. Have a great day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please share the show with anybody who you think would love to hear it again. And again, continue to listen. Thank you, and have a great day, great life, great year.